WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The movie Tune In Tomorrow opens in theaters this weekend. It's based on a novel by Peruvian writer Mario Vargas Llosa called Aunt Julia and the Scriptwriter. Film critic Stephen Schiff has a review.
Well, okay. So they chucked the novel's title in favor of the impossibly bland Tune In Tomorrow. And they changed the setting from Lima, Peru to New Orleans. And yes, they reduced all the intriguing plots within plots. But that's all right. At the beginning of Tune In Tomorrow, as its weird little jokes pelt you one by one, you feel like forgiving its trespasses. You settle in for a quirky good time. Prematurely, I'm afraid. The way this picture falls to pieces in front of your eyes is one of the strangest sights in recent movies. It seems to die of exertion, of the effort it expends straining to please us. The setting is a New Orleans radio station in 1951. That's where young Martin, played by the terminally awkward Keanu Reeves, works. And that's where the station's honchos hire a famous new scriptwriter. Pedro Carmichael is his name. And he comes along just in time to spank new life into the station's deadly daily soap opera and its stars.
Art! That's what I'm talking about. The very apex of your art. I want to hear your sinews crack and strain. I want your souls to enter those microphones and emerge like ghosts in the homes of our listeners. There's an army of them out there, groping blindly, toiling in the darkness, waiting. For what? For you!
That's Peter Falk, of course, one of the world's chewiest hams. And there's the cool, nimble acting of Barbara Hershey. She plays young Martin's Aunt Julia, a worldly divorcee who blows into town from New York and is immediately wooed by her smitten nephew, Martin, who's 15 years her junior. To her own amazement, she falls in love with him. Meanwhile, Pedro is coaxing their affair along for his own reasons. Their hanky-panky is providing him with terrific ideas for his soap opera. And the soap opera, in turn, seems to inspire the real lovers to even dizzier heights. Life feeds on art, and art on life. The trouble is, all of this is perfectly established by the middle of the movie, whereupon Tune In Tomorrow has nowhere to go but down. All along, we've been seeing Pedro's soap opera amusingly acted out for us by a crack team of stars, including John LaRoquette, Elizabeth McGovern, Peter Gallagher, and Hope Lang. Now that film within a film starts to repeat its best gags, and its tone becomes ponderous and wearisome. Pedro's technique of dressing up as his characters, which was fun at first, gets old fast. And the movie's little irritants, like Keanu Reeves' wobbly accent, come to seem more pronounced. The director, John Amiel, telegraphs some of his jokes and sledgehammers others, staging clumsy bits of slapstick and finally drowning us in sentimentality. It's all pretty amazing. In the space of a half hour, this formerly zingy comedy becomes nearly unbearable. In the end, Tune In Tomorrow doesn't just betray Vargas Llosa's wonderful novel. It betrays the very audience it works so hard to charm.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.